Hi, everyone. Okay, sign in, please. Let me know you're here. Okay, I see one person's here already. Good. All right. We are going to talk a little bit today about what's been going on with the company, where we're making some strides and some headway, and where we're having some challenges. Why don't we start out, though, with a prayer? I know some of you are not part of the apprentice program, and it's just nice always to have our meetings start asking for blessing. Oh, but I see all you apprentices coming in, so it might be just apprentices. Okay. Oh, there's Tom. Okay, hi, Tom. Okay, so let's go ahead and I'll start with a prayer. Mother, Father, God, angels, golden legions, guides, gods, goddesses, saints and sages, Jesus and Mary, and all those who stand with us to help bring this Quantum Activation Academy and work, the miracles and transformations out into the world. We thank you for partnering with us, for standing with us, for holding the space. We ask for special blessings on our community, on the leadership community, on the apprentices, that they might experience a great level of grace and ease and joy in their life. We thank you for the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the people who love us and who we love. We thank you for this beautiful earth and for all the blessings and miracles that we experience every day of our life. Amen. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. And then a call to lighten. Soft the night and sweet the spirit. Gentle voices call our song. We are magic. We are wonder. When we live beyond the veil, humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. We the guardians of the pilgrims, with the authors of the play. Okay, so we're going to take a look at some of the things going on with the company. Here is an interesting little graphic that I think you might find curious. Let me see, I can close this up a little. This is how big our list is right now. It's pretty small, 10,000. We've had a much bigger list in other years. But people are experiencing, we're cleaning up the list. We're taking people off the list who aren't actively opening. And I wanted you to see, let's see, looks like my head is in the way, getting in the way of this. Just a sec here. Oh, goodness. Something's going on with Infusionsoft. Okay, one sec. Okay, I'm going to shrink this down and see if I can get this back up so you can see what we're looking at. I wanted to show you the the chart, not this. But, oh, I see. I see what it's going to do. It's going to let me show you this way. Okay, perfect. So this is one of the things we're looking at in the company and to date, and we're around the 10th of the month, we're pretty low. Last month we had the Darius interview, which brought in a lot of people, and then we have a Facebook and Instagram, I don't know what you want to say, but we've been focused on opt-ins in Facebook and Instagram. So we had a really good month of opt-ins last month, and this month we're very far down on opt-ins right now. We have, so new subscribers, 17 in 10 days. That we would like more than that. And then we had 42 unsubscribe, which is normal because people come in, they subscribe for something free and they opt out. So that's something that's going on with the company. So when we look at the leadership committee, we're looking at, sorry, so it's even really hot now. I'm flush on top of sneezing. I've turned red. It's like 93 degrees in here or 95 degrees, something like that. It's a funny day today. So now I've turned red. what we're looking at with the leadership committee is obviously for you guys to be helping what you've agreed to, which is do clearings and help on the benefit of the company. And one of the things we're always looking at is how do we build our list? How do we expand? One of the things that did come up that's pretty exciting, let me show you something else that just happened this morning. Some of you might have heard on one of our trainings recently, PBS contacted me, and she just let me know that they're going to do 3 to 4 segments September 9th. So I'll be, if there's a class on the schedule, I'm assuming there will be, I'll be flying in to work with her, and we'll be doing 3 or 4 segments on PBS. So that just happened this morning. So looking for some ideas on clearing charts, I came up with clearing Infusionsoft because we've been having some challenges with that. Clearing the way for the brain study to come out, the quantum activations brain study. You know, we have everybody in science and medicine interested in reporting on the brain, and we'll be reporting in it very differently. So looking at that. Possibly getting another executive assistant, possibly, not sure. Another chart could be something personal. We're in the process of contemplating, or I am contemplating, surrogacy with an adopted embryo or staying with adoption since we've lost two adoption opportunities. And then Adelia's therapies, that they go well. She's starting with a behavioral therapist and an occupational therapist and a regular like mental health therapist too. So those are 5 ideas I had on charts. Anybody have a strong pull to any of those, or some other suggestions on? We've done quite a few charts on right permission and ability to raise the bar, to bring in more people, and we can see that we do get months where we do bring in some people, and what we want to do is consistently build the list. I'd love to have the list be 20 or 30,000, 100,000 would be awesome. Sorry, we've got pollen massively booming everywhere, so if you didn't see the apprentice call, I probably just need to lay down for a little bit. I am pollened out. So any ideas? Maybe you're, nope, nobody's putting ideas in. Okay, right. I mean, we usually have a much more inspiring meeting, but I'm I'm a little low here. I feel a real openness toward pumping for Adelia's success. Beautiful deal. Yeah, she's improving. She's making improvements. They were very concerned with her erratic behaviors. That's from the drug exposure in the womb. So she had drug, alcohol, and tobacco exposure in the womb. And some of her behaviors are very disconcerting or concerning. So that would be great. I think the things that I was looking at there is how am I going to manage all the therapy. She'll have 2 hours of behavioral therapy a week. I have to drive over, pick her up from school, bring her to the house, and maybe bring her back to school. And each back and forth is about an hour. So it's a lot of driving. I feel something for the new baby, for Diane. Okay? Okay. And then we could also be pumping for the community, for the well-being of the country, for a good outcome for the presidential challenges, that whatever the outcome that's going on right now, that it'd be a good outcome. I would enjoy pumping on the PBS opportunity, okay? Okay. Great. And then if you have any ideas that I didn't suggest, may we continue to manifest miracles. Yay, Johanna. Great idea, the PBS opportunity. Very good. On the line of Adelia, I have made a decision. Adelia doesn't think that we have any family, and our family, my family, has not been real receptive to her. But I've made a decision to take her back for a family event end of July, third week in July, for 4 or 5 days, so she can see that we have family. So she's, when I said mommy has a mom, she goes, no, I don't have one, and a dad, and she's convinced that we don't. She doesn't have real grandpa and grandma. So I think I've made a decision to do that. Tom, have you thought about doing some sort of mass marketing program wrapped around something that communities could understand and embrace? We have, but, you know, our languaging is so different that we have to actually welcome in, if they get into our list and then they come to the first class, we would rather have them be semi-prepared than to kind of trick them into something. But we have, Tom, we have things going on. Good idea. We have things going on with Instagram and with Facebook where it's like the quiet mind and fatigue to fabulous. We've got some nice opt-in things going on there. But, there's the other opportunity, which is just it's been a little bit difficult managing the losing 2 adoptions and Adelia's challenges. We do have somebody who is ready to come on who has a lot of experience with JV partnering. So that would be where that development would also happen with marketing. Mm-hmm. And then they'd be marketing to people with lists. Okay, well, I do appreciate the conversation we're having here. Yes, CBS and PBS is a good start. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we could probably do some kind of fun marketing around my appearances on PBS, and I understand that it's a local station, but it's picked up by like 187 other PBS. They don't, you know, throughout the country. So it's a popular show. So this should be good. Okay, I think we're going to end right here. And thank you so much. I'll be sending you a couple charts certainly by the weekend, and you can do whatever your agreement is, if it's one chart or two charts. I might try to combine our family stuff, our personal stuff here, with the adoption and Adelia therapy together. And then we've got PBS. I think that's a good one to PBS and brain study. Maybe we could combine those two together. So maybe a personal chart for the baby coming in and Adelia, and one that is for expanding out into the world. Thank you so much for your partnership and your help. And next time you see me, I'll be sparkly and bright. I've been actually running around. Adelia wakes me up at 5 in the morning, and she had a dental appointment this morning. And, you know, it's just one of those days where I just haven't had a chance to just kind of the PBS station is in Nevada, so we'll be flying over, just taking the little airport, I think, just going into the Monterey airport and flying directly into Nevada. So I think that that should work. Yes, I do think the kind of languaging that is used on the charts is hard for some folks at first. I just kind of ignored it and went with healing focus. I don't have any suggestions for that. Has anyone in marketing that you have spoken to suggested anything around that? No. I think what we have done, though, is we've got the welcome to class, and this is how it works. It's like almost an hour video so that they get kind of an indoctrination. Social media. Yep, we could do that. Number one is baby, and number two, media, and number three, Infusionsoft. Okay, that's good. Sounds good. And I know we haven't put out a chart for a couple months, I think, with the chaos of losing another little one. I didn't get it done. So I will see how many charts I can get put together, but certainly two will be there by the weekend. All right. I love you guys. Have a great day. I'm going to go take a little breather, and we'll see you soon. Thank you so much for your loving support. Bye-bye.